1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting. Here's the guy that never takes a bye week. Santana Dotson, how we doing, big man?
All good, man. Yeah, I don't take any time off. What's that? What is that? I've never heard of it.
Sleep when you're dead, man.
Sleep when you're dead. Sleep when you're dead. How's it going, man?
It's going well, buddy. We're enjoying, I don't know if they're Houston-like temperatures, but we've been in the 70s for a few days here. And
You know you're going to take that in Wisconsin. Anytime you can get 70 in November, you're going to take that thing, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Things are going to turn a little south later in the week, but we'll enjoy it while it's here.
Yeah, we got much of the same here. I think we're 65 to 80. We've been like that all weekend.
That's cool for you down there.
Yeah, I'll take it. I will take it.
So we didn't have a Packer game yesterday. We got ours in Thursday night and a nice easy win for the Pack against the San Francisco JV team. But
yeah, they had a lot of injuries out there in San Fran. But, you know, we haven't been so lucky out there as of late. So we just need to go out there and feel good about ourselves, and I think we did that. So, you know, we got the W late in last week, so got that on and done with. So it's good to move on.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been a really tough, quick turnaround to go out there on a Thursday night if they were full strength. That I'll just take this one and, like you say, move on to the next one.
Right. Yeah, shoot. I think I checked the listings, and they had been out of the last two, out of the last three going to the West Coast. So, yeah, long overdue.
Yeah, for some reason this team seems to have trouble when they go to warm weather destinations. I don't know why.
Yeah.
They get distracted or what the deal is.
They get distracted. They spend too much time on the beach. Mai Tais.
Too many Mai Tais, yeah.
Too many Mai Tais. You know, they don't have Mai Tais in Wisconsin.
Well, we get Jacksonville coming up this week. So that's another one that they should take care of business.
Yeah, they should. You know, Jacksonville, actually, their starting quarterback is out. They played the Texans yesterday. So their starting quarterback has a fractured thumb, and they've got a rookie quarterback that really actually throws a nice ball, but at the same time, he's a rookie. So we should be able to come away with that victory, too, this upcoming week.
And then it's on to the Bears. The Bears have lost three in a row now, I think.
Yeah.
They're starting to look like the Bears.
Yeah, I thought it was a little fool's gold watching them earlier this season. They looked a little like they did have flaws, but I think they just came across the right competition. But they seem to be failing or wailing so far midseason.
Well, and we thought it was way too early for him to make the switch to Foles earlier in the year.
Yeah.
You know, he's usually good for a couple of games, and then he just kind of, I don't know if they figure him out or what, but I don't know. They probably should have stuck with Trubisky for a while.
Yeah. I mean, Foles, like you're saying, he throws an excellent deep ball. It's just kind of, one, he gets injured a lot, and the other thing is everything else, intermediate and short passing, is just kind of pedestrian, but he does throw an excellent deep ball, and I think kind of defenses catch up with him after a while.
Yeah. What about the Vikings? They won again, and Dalvin Cook, the guy's a beast. He ran for 206 yards.
I'm really thinking Dalvin Cook is probably one of the better running backs, or the top two, three running backs in the NFL, and he kind of showed that last year. He pretty much carried Minnesota into the playoffs and won a couple of games into the playoffs. So I felt like he was injured a little bit early, mid-season. I think they had a contract issue along with everything that was going on with the pandemic, you know, in the off-season, late in the off-season. So I feel like he's kind of chomping at the bit to get back to where he was last year, and he's really looked good the last two, three games.
Yeah, I mean, he ran over the Packers, and then yesterday, another big game. And last night, Brady didn't look so great. Did you watch that game?
Yeah, I did watch them last night. That was a surprise. Drew Brees actually looked excellent. And that's crazy when you got these 40, 42-year-old quarterbacks, you don't know what you're going to get because Brees hadn't looked too good and Arm looked a little bit tired the last two, 3 weekends and Brady was looking excellent. And now it seems like the roles just kind of reversed last night on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, that was weird. It was I don't understand what happened there, but I'm kind of happy to see it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of bring Tampa Bay back down a bit. You know, yeah. I didn't think they were that good. Especially the way they played the Packers 2-3 weeks ago. So I didn't think they were as good as people were saying they were.
No, me neither. Yeah. And Mike McCarthy, he almost got the win yesterday, knock it off the Steelers. But you kind of knew that just wasn't going to happen. I was watching that game going, they're not going to win this one. Even when they were up late in the game, you could tell that they were just losing their grip on that one.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he was on his fourth-string quarterback and fourth-string guy. He actually, I think it was Gilbert was his name.
Gilbert.
He actually looked pretty good.
He did.
I thought that, and I was hoping, like we talked about all the time, that because McCarthy, you want him to do well, and Dallas is kind of a tough ticket. But I don't know if you remember the big kick return when that must have been like midway through the fourth quarter. The Cowboys had a big kick return.
Yeah.
And
there was a penalty there where they kicked off.
They turned the ball over in the red zone, which I really thought that was when they had to score to win that game. And when they didn't score and he kind of turned that ball over, it was tipped and it was intercepted, you kind of knew the direction that game was going.
Yeah. That was an unfortunate turn of events for the Cowboys.
Yeah. But they are playing a lot better, so I will give them that. They just, you know, you're the NFL. You've got to have the talent out there, and they've got so many injuries. And we know Dak Prescott is out, but, you know, beyond that, a lot of times we don't pay attention to the trenches and what happens on the offensive and defensive line. But they've had Pro Bowl caliber talent offensive line-wise the last few years, and I think 4 out of 5 of the guys are out on their offensive line, and 3 of them are on IR. So I just don't see it getting much better if you can't get a real proven offensive line on the field for the Cowboys.
Yeah, but still, Jerry Jones isn't going to put up with much more of this, do you think? I mean, he's going to do something drastic soon, I would think.
Yeah, you know, I think they're playing hard, which, you know, I can really tell that they're playing hard. My concern for the team was the effort early in the season. Now, you can't do anything about injuries, but you can do a lot about the effort. So I think the guys on the field are really putting forth the effort, and that'll bode well for McCarthy because, you know, he's a talented and proven enough coach. So I don't think Jerry Jones will do anything drastic this year, especially being a pandemic year. But they definitely need to finish the season a lot stronger than they started it as far as 2020 is concerned.
Yeah. How about Tua? He's looking good, right?
Man, you know what? That was one of the better games. If anybody missed it or it gets rebroadcasted, you need to watch it because you had two talented quarterbacks in Kyler Murray and Tua yesterday at the Miami Dolphins. And who would have thought that one of the better early games in the Cardinals and the Miami Dolphins would have been the one to watch.
But yeah.
It went down to the wire, a missed field goal at the end, and Tua looked excellent. A lot better than I thought he was going to look coming into the NFL. He made some nice throws.
Yeah, those two guys are the future of the NFL, it looks like.
Yeah, I think the future's in good hands. When you start talking about guys like Tua and Kyler Murray and Mahomes in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know, Lamar Jackson, as far as the quarterback position, I think we're in good hands. The NFL's in good hands.
Absolutely.
For years to come, without a doubt.
Lamar Jackson, is he falling off a bit? Or just having a rough year?
I think it's a rough year. I think you can see him trying to do a lot more in the pocket. He's always had the scrambling and that dynamic abilities, but you know, I think you can see him trying to read the defenses and do more, just have a more of a pocket presence and awareness. And you know, it just hadn't gotten up to speed yet. But I think he'll be fine.
Sure. Is there any chance J.J. Watt could be a Green Bay Packer in the future?
Well, you know, I think, you know, all chickens love to come home and roost. I don't know where he is in his contract, but it may happen someday. I don't think right away, though. I feel like he's maybe in year six of a 8-9 year deal, something crazy. I know he signed a long-term deal. So, you know, it may happen one of these off seasons, but I don't think anything in the near future.
He's said he doesn't want to go through a rebuild in Houston. So, I don't know. But if we could add him on our defensive line, I'd take that any day.
Yeah, exactly. You guys are playing too much. What do you call that? that Monday morning quarterback. You're adding players. From if we can get this player and this player, we'd be just fine. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we got us, Santana.
I'm sure, JJ. I mean, you won't say it, of course, because he's been in Houston forever, and he's been a great professional in Houston. But, you know, all kids grow up cheering for the home team. So I'm sure if it were to happen or he ended up going to another location, Green Bay would be at the top of his list.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
It could happen. You never know.
We're going to get some of our guys back on Sunday. Bakhtiari, Lazard, Kevin King, Christian Kirksey. They all could be back in the Packers lineup for the second half of the season. That would be good.
Yeah, that's good. Get them out there. It's time.
All right, SD. Great chat,
all righty,
my man.
Y'all have a great week, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, Bob and Brian will be back next week for you.
Sounds like a plan. Okay.
All right. See ya.
See you.